Okay, an alert to all you parents listening with kids out there. We're about to talk about Santa, and more specifically, those who play Santa each year. This year, there will be no long lines and sitting on Santa's lap. Masks and social distancing make it really difficult for these guys who play Clauses to connect with kids. But some of them are getting creative, doing it virtually through Zoom or setting up appointment-only visits. And joining us now to share some tricks of the trade this year is Tom Carmody. He's been playing Santa for 16 years in Westminster, Colorado, and he's the founder of the Rocky Mountain chapter of the International Brotherhood of Real Bearded Santas. And Tom, you've been meeting with kids mostly online this year. What's been the reaction when you see them on the screen?
Excitement, joy, and most of all, the reality that Santa is going to be visiting their home Christmas Eve.
Oh, I can imagine that. Have many of them asked you that because of the pandemic? They actually wonder whether or not Santa will be visiting this year.
Yeah, and one of the things that I tell them is that the virus is like Grinch. The only difference is that at the end, the Grinch found his heart. The virus has no heart. I assure them that Santa is going to be there because he has limited contact with the human world. Mm. He was with the elves at the North Pole.
Right. Well, we spoke with another Santa this week, Shikundi Salisbury, who's been meeting with kids and taking photos for free in person at a mall in Seattle. And he says families now have to RSVP before they can come visit, but they do come visit in person. Let's listen.
I thought that there would be less demand, but there's a lot of demand for an in-person Santa. One of the sad parts about being Santa this year is that little kids, right, so older kids most certainly know to, you know, have their mask on, and we're going to socially distance from Santa, but, you know, 22 months to 23 months, 24 months, whatever, those kids, when they see Santa, they'll break away from mommy or daddy's hand, and they'll run towards you, and they want to hug you. That's been a challenge, or awkwardness, if you will, around being Santa this year.
Oh, I can imagine the awkwardness of that, because you want to take in all of those kids' joy, but at the same time, you have to socially distance. Can you relate to that?
Oh, absolutely can relate to that. You know, having worked for malls for 4 years at the beginning of my career, but, you know, I've seen some of that in the faces of the children online as well. And it is an expression of belief. And, you know, when you get older children, you have the opportunity also to talk about what's really important at Christmas time, and that's the spirit of Christmas, not necessarily the person of Christmas. It's the spirit of giving and the spirit of love. And as long as they carry that in their heart, they'll always hear the bell. You know, the quote from the Polar Express, if you hear the bell, you still believe.
Oh, it's so true. You also mentor other Santas in your region. What kinds of conversations are you having with them?
Well, you know, I expressed to them, you know, that we are going to have more Christmases. And I give the other Santas, especially the newer Santas, I help them understand how to stay safe. There is no foolproof way to protect yourself from the virus, except following the CDC guidelines. And the one thing that Santas that are thriving in this environment have to do is think outside the box. I happen to have a sleigh, and as I contemplated, what can I do in my own neighborhood? And I had the back of my sleigh set up so the parents could take photos of the children, where I was up in the sleigh and the children sat on the back of the sleigh. And I've decided to make it a yearly thing.
Right. Like, there are new ways, there are new modes that we're learning. It's not all doom and gloom. Like you said, just having a little bit of imagination, we can still keep our traditions, like meeting
absolutely
for Santa and just socially distancing. I want to ask you one last thing. How do you give a virtual hug?
Oh, I've done the Children's Hospital here in Denver as a virtual Santa for the last 8 years. And you learn to reach towards the camera, and you have the children reach towards the camera, and you just close your eyes and imagine that you are hugging each other. and they're able to feel that. And you can create that feeling even in a virtual world. You know, you can't have the personal contact, but you can still have the heart-to-heart contact.
And you know what? I feel we're having a heart-to-heart contact. Just in your voice, I can feel your virtual hug. And I really thank you for this.
You're so welcome.
Tom Carmody is from Westminster, Colorado, and is one of the many people across the country playing Santa this Christmas season. Thank you again, and you have a Merry Christmas.
Take care now. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.